was down by Brannigan's Corner, one morning I did stray. I met a fellow rebel, and to me he did say, he had orders from her captain to assemble at the bar, but how were he to get there without a motor car? Oh, Barney, here, the off good cheer, I'll tell you what we'll do. The specials, they are plentiful, but the IRA are few. We'll send a wire to Johnson to meet us at Stranraer, and we'll give the boys a jolly good ride in Johnson's motor car. When Dr. Johnson heard the news, he soon put on his shoes. He says this is an urgent case, and there is no time to lose. He then put on his castor hat, and on his breast a star. Could hear the din going through Glenfinnan of Johnson's motor car. But when he got to the railway bridge, the rebels he saw there. Oh, Johnson knew the game was up, for o'er him at the end they did spare. He said, I have a permit to travel near and far. To hell with your English permits, we want your motor car. What will my loyal brethren think when they hear the news? My pirates have been commandeered by the rebels and them loose. We'll give you a receipt for it, signed by the Captain Barr. And when Ireland gets her freedom, boys, you'll get your motor car. Well, they put that car in motion, and they filled it to the brim. We guns and bane and shining, which made old Johnson grin. Then Barney hoisted the Sinn Féin flag, and it fluttered like a star. And we gave 3 cheers to the IRA and Johnson's motor car.